Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
When you're trying to take over a sports team, or maybe you're new at a job where you're in charge of leading people, what's the first thing you try to change, Steve?
You change the culture, man.
You gotta
change the culture.
At least if the culture is bad, and if not, you try not to ruin it.
Look, the culture is always bad. That's why they got rid of the coach in the first place.
Yeah.
Bad culture.
I mean, in lots of cases.
In all cases, it's the culture.
Yeah.
It's usually one of the things they talk about. Hey, we're trying to build a new culture here. Are you?
I am.
How's our culture?
Culture's good here.
It is.
You guys agree?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
For the most part.
For the most part, yeah.
For the most part?
Yeah.
What are you dragging your feet about?
Well, there's still
the way
a little
I ask
bit
questions
of,
like that one?
There's still a little bit of hunger culture here.
I do have some hunger culture. Mm. Yeah, Steve's.
That's never going away.
Steve is so far behind this month in trivia and just will not pony up for breakfast.
3 weeks early.
Yeah. We'd have a perfect culture here if there was always bagels or donuts here.
I agree. We need to talk to the sales department about selling that.
Yeah. Talk to management.
Yeah.
Well,
morale is down.
Last year, the Denver Broncos, a lot of people thought when they got Russell Wilson in the offseason, prior to last season, that they would be a team that would certainly be a playoff team.
You mean Danger Russ?
Danger Russ.
Yeah.
And it turns out they were terrible.
Yeah, he forgot how to quarterback and everything.
They were really, really bad. And so when they brought in Sean Payton, who's considered one of the top three or four coaches in the NFL after his time with the New Orleans Saints, a highly sought-after coach, he went to work trying to change the culture. And the season will tell whether or not he did a good job of that. There have, by the way, been teams where they've won championships or have been very competitive when everybody hated each other, which makes you think there's a poor culture. But I guess if everybody hates each other, but they all work hard and they share a goal, you can hate each other and it'll work.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? But here are his four rules that will be implemented on Friday when they play their first preseason game. They'll take on the Arizona Cardinals.
Can we guess at these?
Oh. Yes, good luck. There's because no chance.
Normally, when you hear stories about this, they'll say this coach is all about accountability.
Okay.
You know, so you have to hold your teammates accountable for mistakes they made or for things that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one of them?
No.
Accountability?
No.
Oh.
Again, this is just for preseason specifically, though some of them I'm sure apply during the season. So no, being accountable for your own actions is not one of them. Who else has a
okay
guess?
Oh, you've got to be better at tackling. You've got to control the tackling.
Nope.
Preparedness.
Nope. This has nothing to do with on-field play or getting ready to play the game. It's not memorize the playbook. It's not know your responsibility. None of that.
Is it like how you represent the team outside of the field or off the field? Like maybe social media representation?
Nope. You're
or
closer, but no.
No urinating in public.
Not on there, but I assume that one is, can be an unspoken rule.
Eating better breakfasts.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, these are all things that would, these are rules for during the preseason game. Between kickoff and final gun. Okay.
No flying a kite on the sideline.
No, but you're getting
don't drink
closer.
Too much Gatorade.
Nope.
No chewing gum.
Nope.
Oh,
let me give you one.
Don't accidentally pull out your butt cheeks and let everybody see it on television. Yeah.
Shirts tucked in.
Well, that's an NFL rule.
Yeah.
Players must take off their uniforms after they are done playing. That is rule number one.
Like right there on the sideline?
Okay, so like if you're out of the game in some manner or another.
You have to run back to the
I guess,
locker room and then change into
like
street clothes and come back?
Tracksuit or some jeans and a... Oh,
I mean, a lot of guys do that if they get injured or something and can't play. They go back and then they
particularly in preseason for guys that are going to play like three snaps.
That seems weird because I don't know. I feel like the coach would want the team to, you know, present a united front. We're all on the same team. We're all going to dress the same. And
the only thing I could think of is then he doesn't have to think about who needs to get in the game yet, but that's kind of his job.
Maybe it's a laundry thing.
Oh, you know what it probably is? It's a guy's getting cut thing. So he wants to make sure that they don't walk away with their jerseys. Yes, those things are expensive.
Number two.
That's why.
They cut him and they immediately have to leave.
Yeah, I bet that happens.
No exceptions. The players are not allowed to wear
what? Zubaz.
Hats.
They could wear hats. They could wear Zubaz, as far as I know.
Any sort of jewelry.
I think that's okay, too.
Other jerseys for other teams.
Oh, should be a rule.
Turtlenecks.
Helicopter beanies.
Nope.
Rollers are fine. Roller skates.
Helicopter beanies.
Fuzzy
roller
sweaters.
Skates.
Facial piercings.
Sunglasses.
Oh.
They can't wear sunglasses.
Oh.
That seems dumb.
Huh. Yeah.
Number three. These are strictly forbidden. You said this is a category of hat that are forbidden.
Oh, I was going to say lustful thoughts.
Bucket hats.
Bucket
hats. No bucket hats, huh?
I love a good bucket hat.
He called them Gilligan hats.
Yep.
I love a good bucket hat, too, by the way.
Yeah, they look stupid,
but they're comfortable and they keep the sun off your face.
But
very practical.
Yeah, you know, for a football player, though, you'd look like kind of a nerd.
Probably. That's fine.
Gotta stop. You gotta stick to looking cool with a flat brim trucker hat.
The fourth rule that will change the culture in Denver and give them a chance to be a winning team. Uniforms off after done playing, no sunglasses, no Gilligan hats.
Okay, great. Yeah,
for the players during the game. The fourth rule is this. Regardless of your status as a player, whether you're a star or a guy that was, you know, a preferred tryout guest or whatever.
Ooh, I know. Everyone brings refreshments for halftime.
Everyone brings orange wedges.
Yeah, everyone's mom is football mom this week.
Yeah, I'm on cheesy poof duty.
Yeah.
They are not allowed to do any interviews during the game, which is pretty common during preseason. They'll talk to somebody after they come out.
Is that something that the players have the option to turn down? I always thought that that was like a league mandated thing.
Yeah, like if Andrews walks up to you and asks, you know, like,
you know, after the game, they have to have.
Yo, this is during the game.
Right,
though.
But I'm saying
a lot of times during the game.
After the game, you have to have availability.
Yeah, that they have to do.
I just assumed that those in-game interviews were all part of that deal.
Well, preseason games, for the most part, aren't on. Some of them are on network TV. Like, I think there's a couple games tonight, but most of them are just handled locally by whatever organization that's broadcasting the preseason games. Yeah.
The way that reporters get out there, journalists get out there to ask those questions, whether it's in the middle of the game or, you know, in between innings or, you know, whatever in football. And then, like, they're right there in the athlete's face. I hate that. I'm not the athlete. I really can't speak for them, but I hate it. I'm like, let them walk off the field. You know, let them take this break between these quarters. And why do you have to interview them right now? And people love it, and I hate it. Right as soon as a tennis player is done winning Wimbledon. As soon as they pick themselves up off of the shock from winning, there's a reporter right there with a mic in their face.
I hate it.
I could see as a coach saying, no, not at all during the games. No way. And then afterwards, even telling reporters potentially, give us some time to sit with this loss or this win and get out of our faces.
It might be maybe all the leagues do it, but I thought one of the leagues, I thought the NBA put in like a 20-minute period after the game before anybody has to go to the podium to answer questions at the press conference.
That's
so they have a chance
good.
To get away from the moment. And then it keeps players from saying something really stupid or.
Yeah. He just doesn't want his players being distracted because 90% of the playing time will be guys who aren't that great. Right. It's the preseason. So you're going to start your starters like at the beginning of the game and play them for maybe one series and then get them the hell out of there.
Maybe now a lot of teams like Sean McVay with the Rams doesn't play his starters at all in the preseason.
Okay, see, there you go. So these are, you know, you can't have these guys distracted. They're barely making the team as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Or the people who aren't playing who think, well, I can just get some TV time. I can get some interview time.
Yes.
You know, people
right?
who are
I got a brand.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it'll all work out.
Yeah, I think they're going to win. That'll do it.
The Broncos are going to win the Super Bowl. I said before we started this, you're going to want to put money down on a team for the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Detroit Lions. That's who I'm going for this year.
If that happens, I don't know what I would do.
I think this
really
is the first
don't.
Year I've worked here, Free Beer, that you haven't said they're going to win this year. They're going to take it all the way.
I have never said they're going to win
every
this
year.
You'd get a Lions tattoo, right? If the Lions won the Super Bowl this year,
yes.
You would get a Lions tattoo.
I remember you saying that in 1992 when I met you.
I may have that.
Even just, it doesn't have to be the big logo or anything, but a little DC in Honolulu blue.
Dan Campbell.
Yeah. Maybe with a heart around it.
Oh, man.
Maybe a goatee around it.
Yeah. Oh, just a goatee.
He has a
DC.
Power goatee.
Oh,
yeah.
The but Lions no, logo, but the lion head is replaced with Dan Campbell's head.
Yes.
Yep.
You'd what about do that, Dan right? Campbell's body with a lion head?
Well, that would be cool too, but then you might not know who it is.
We'll save that one for next year when they repeat.
Yeah.
What are you even talking about?
And then if you spin in a circle real fast, it'll be like a lion and Dan Campbell.
Yeah. Like one of those flip books.
Yeah. Like what am I looking at? A lion or Dan Campbell?
Why don't I get a series of lions on my body so that if I spin in a circle, it looks like it's running and chasing prey?
Oh, that would be cool. And he could be biting kneecaps.
So you're in? If the Lions if the Lions win the Super Bowl this year,
yes,
you'll get a Dan Campbell / Lions tattoo.
No, I'll get the Lions logo as a tattoo.
But you have to get it on your lower back.
Yeah. I have to get a tramp stamp of the Lions logo.
I'll call it what you want.
It's going right on the bicep.
It's
so
a
I can
champ
rip it up
stamp.
And go, look at the gun show.
Yeah, it's a champ stamp.
It's not a tramp stamp. It's a champ stamp.
Yeah.
If they win the Super Bowl, I'll get a champ stamp.
I'll
it's
do it.
Be, no, it's got to be. It's got to be the goatee. It's got to be the goatee.
I don't want a man's goatee tattooed
yes,
on me.
Yes, you do.
I need mine filled in with tattoo ink.
Man, I'm looking at these Detroit Lions tattoos. They're cool. Everybody that got that has
every
them?
One of them has been cool. Yeah, there's
man.
Not an uncool one.
Breaking news desk: Detroit Lions tattoos are cool.
Everybody that's got them, man, though they all look good.
Yeah,
all of them.
Yep, they do.
I like the little blue lion. Somebody's got a little blue lion on their what's this part by your elbow called? The ditch. Mm-hmm. And it looks good. That's where I probably get it.
You'd get it in the ditch?
Hell yeah, but on my left arm. Ooh, yeah. My tattoo's on the right, though. Ooh.
Kelly likes it in the ditch.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like if I ever did that, it would have to be like ditch pickles.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Yeah.
You got to get it on your calf.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
I mean, none of them are me.
On the left side, going downward, is the lions in block letters. And then on the right calf would be the actual lion logo.
Yeah, maybe.
Going up.
Maybe I'll just get tattooed with the last Lions jersey, the only Lions jersey ever purchased. Mm-hmm. Kevin Jones, former running back, Virginia Tech. He was going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Or he might just play for the team for 2 years before his legs fall off. Whatever.
But did a quick mock-up of the tattoo that you're going to get. Okay.
I'm not getting Dan Campbell's goatee tattooed.
Yes, you are.
That's good.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's very
don't
rough.
Say it's good.
We're in the early.
Okay, it needs a little more detail.
Yeah, we're in the early.
You know what? A little shading, and it'll be perfect.
It kind of looks like two penises looking at each other.
No, it doesn't.
Think it's
Kelly.
The show logo.